Ken Smuckler is on the phone. Ken Smuckler, good morning.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, Jay, Antoine. Last week we heard many voices, but of all those voices vying to win the prize, a voice new to the stage rose above all others to speak of his disgust with the system in terms we have never seen or heard before. That's right, Tom. Kendrick Lamar won the Grammy for Best Rap Album of the Year with To Pimp a Butterfly. Note to Kanye, Black Lives Matter, T-Swizzle doesn't. Just keeping it real. So without further ado, here's the Smuck Report, Nevada, South Carolina style. First, the Democrats in Nevada. The big winner, Hillary Clinton, who took to the stage to declare victory in her signature kimono. This time, a fetching ruby red edition. You see that, Sybil? Hillary jumping on the stage like she just hit the letters YMCA on the Megabucks Village People Party slot machine at Treasure Island Casino. The big loser, Bernie Sanders, who lost the Latino vote and was crushed in the African-American community. Tom, Bernie Sanders was asked if his self-identification as a Democrat socialist meant he supported dictators of socialist countries like Fidel Castro and Hugo Chavez. Sanders said he wasn't talking about Cuba and Venezuela, more like Denmark and Sweden. Two countries, Tom, that share one thing in common with Iowa and New Hampshire. The total number of blacks in those countries is about the number of blacks backing up Bruno Mars and Lady B's V formation on the stage of Super Bowl 50. Hillary beat Bernie 76-24 among African Americans in Nevada. But you know, for Hillary Clinton, it wasn't all good. I mean, when half of America associates your name with the word itch, the B is silent. It's not a good idea. It's not a good idea to tell a story at a town hall meeting that ends with you barking like a dog. This is particularly so when the video of your barking gets mashed up with the music video, Who Let the Dogs Out? A video the Baja Men produced in the year 2000, about the time the millennial voters she so covets were watching SpongeBob SquarePants. While HRC won the overall vote in Nevada, she continues to get crushed by voters under 30. One last point about Hillary's win in Nevada. The biggest winner may be the Service Employees International Union. SEIU was one of the few unions to endorse HRC. The union launched Spanish-speaking ads in Vegas, where Hillary ended up winning the Latino vote. On to South Carolina and the Republicans. First, the losers. In last place, you got it, Ben Carson, who failed to show up like Snoop Dogg and Master P this past New Year's Eve in Dubai. Come on, Ben, pack up the campaign, head south on 95 to your Palm Beach mansion, put on your finest dress shirt, and get out of this race. Euthanasia ain't a boys band in Beijing. It's time for a campaign mercy killing. Next up, John Kasich, who came in fifth. Look, Kasich's second place finish in New Hampshire was more surprising than P. Diddy finding out he wasn't descended from slaves. But when the highlight of your campaign this past week was giving a hug to a supporter at a town meeting, your campaign can be summed up by the 1973 Diana Ross classic, Touch Me in the Morning, Then Just Walk Away. We don't have tomorrow, we have yesterday. Speaking of someone who doesn't have a tomorrow, Jeb Bush suspended his campaign Saturday night. Look, Sybil, he brought his brother, President W., into South Carolina to boost his numbers. Mission not accomplished. I swear, the smartest Bush on the South Carolina stage was Bush's mother, Barbara, who told us more than 3 years ago that the country doesn't need another Bush. Amen, Barbara. Yeah. Jay Antoine, the last time a Texas dynasty went down this bad, we were asking who shot J.R. Now to the winners. Now to the winners. In the week after Chris Christie ate him up at the New Hampshire debate, like Chris Christie moving through a box of Krispy Kremes, Rubio checked himself into the Apple Store Genius Bar, swapped out his Intel processors, and became, a real human being. Governor Haley's endorsement was a real boost for the campaign in the last days, leaving him in second and moving with Big Mo onto the Nevada caucus in the Houston debate. Tied for runner-up was Ted Cruz. His finish was particularly strong as it came in the face of a withering assault by Donald Trump, calling him both a liar and nasty. Now, don't get me wrong, Tom. Ted Cruz lies more than NBC's Brian Williams in a war zone, and he is nasty. I mean, like Nas on Jay-Z nasty. But let's be clear. Photoshopping pics of Barack Obama and Marco Rubio shaking hands may be nasty in a third-grade art class, but it's not in this Republican primary. Remember, it was the 2008 South Carolina Republican primary where we first learned that John McCain sired a mixed-race child. But Cruz did have one misstep this week. He challenged Trump to sue him on the birther issue. Come on, Ted. Daring the Donald to sue somebody is like daring Miley Cyrus to get buck naked, swing on a tire, and sing Wrecking Ball. Trump's gonna sue you whether you dare him or not. Which leads us to the winner, Donald Trump, who continues to amaze. He won on the peach and peanut farms of the Midlands, and he won in the country clubs of Hilton Head and Kiawah Island. and he beat Ted Cruz among evangelicals. Hey, if you ever wondered whether a candidate for president of the United States could take a papal punch, then use the word disgraceful to describe a man who more than 1 billion earthlings call Holy Father and still win a Republican primary. The answer is, Holy Mary, Mother of God, yes he can. Sybil, the last time a pope called out a guy like Trump was nearly 500 years ago, when Pope Clement VII took on King Henry VIII for wanting to dump Queen Catherine of Aragon for a booty call with that trollop Anne Boleyn. But the best part of Trump's response to His Holiness was when he said that it was Mexican leaders who pulled a fast one on the Pope on immigration. That's right, the same Mexican leaders Trump says have taken Obama to the cleaners in trade deals over the past 8 years. Hey, Tom, since when did Mexico's leaders become the brightest candles on the menorah? Last I checked, these same Mexican leaders let some fat drug kingpin named El Chapo escape from a Mexican prison by drilling a hole through his toilet, dropping himself into a mile-long underground tunnel, and hopping on a smucking motorcycle to wheelie himself to freedom. Really, Trump says these guys are going to build us a wall? I wouldn't have them build me a taco salad. Moving forward. For the Dems, look for Hillary Clinton with the mo to sharpen her attack on Bernie Sanders and go after him like Wendy Williams going after Terrence Howard. Tomorrow, the Republicans are in Nevada for the caucus. Then it's on to Houston for the last Republican debate before Super Tuesday. Look for Bush to endorse Rubio, Carson to drop and endorse Cruz, Kasich, the governor of Ohio, to suck wind through Super Tuesday, hoping to still be standing by March 15th in the winner-take-all Ohio primary. Look for Rubio to consolidate establishment Republicans and Cruz to strip evangelicals from Trump as they move to Super Tuesday. And look for Trump to either continue to roll, inspiring Republican voters with his brash populist message, or burn in eternal damnation in Dante's sixth circle of hell. It could go either way, Tom. When you smuck with a guy who can heal the sick just by putting his hands on them, bad things can happen. And that's the Smuck Report, reminding our listeners, as always, that there is a fine line between trickery and chiggity, and where that line is crossed, there will always be Tom Joyner and the TJMS. On to Nevada for the R's, South Carolina for the D's, and a Houston debate that could make the Glenn Rice Jr. Kenya Moore smackdown on Real Housewives of Atlanta look like a love fest. Smuck off, smuck out.
Drop the mic.